господин председатель, я хочу остановиться на прогрессе, который будет отделением по пропавшим бедностям и примирению. К сожалению, качество звука не позволяет осуществлять перевод.
More than 85% of persons met with members of the panel and their testimonials were recorded. The high turnout at the inquiry signifies the level of public confidence placed in the ONP process. An extraordinary gazette was issued to extend the validity of provisions related to the certificate of absence of the registrations of death act by another 2 years from 2021 to 2023. At the request of the ONP, the Central Bank of Sri Lanka has recirculated guidelines to all the financial institutions, emphasizing the importance of recognizing the COA as a legal document. The International Committee of the Red Cross has been a key international partner, supporting the work of the ONP through the provision of legal and forensic expertise, as well as advice on data protection and data management. Additionally, the UN donor agencies and several NGOs in Sri Lanka have expressed willingness to collaborate with the OMP and provide technical expertise and training. Office for Reparations, OR. As of January 2022, 277.9 million Sri Lankan rupees was disbursed by the OR, covering 4,610 cases, mainly for death and injuries, missing persons and damaged properties, mostly in the north and the east areas due to the conflict. The office was allocated a budget of Sri Lankan rupees 459 million and 840 million Sri Lankan rupees in 2021 and 2022 respectively. 85% of the total recurrent expenditure budget of that office for 2022 has been set aside to pay monetary compensation. Relief and assistance provided through the OR extends to 8 key interventions, namely provision of livelihood support, restitution of land rights, provision of housing, development of community infrastructure, administrative relief, psychosocial support, and measures to advance unity, reconciliation, and non-recurrence of violence. Further, the OR has participated in the mobile services organized by the Ministry of Justice, Prison Affairs and Constitutional Reforms in the districts of Jaffna, Kirinochi and Mulathiu in 2022. The main purpose of these mobile services is to obtain the missing documents from those who have submitted their applications for compensation for loss of lives, injuries and loss of properties. 1,031 families with issues related to documentation were assisted during this program. Office for National Unity and Reconciliation, collaborating with the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, ONUN has provided an online training for over 300 youths covering all parts of the country and is compiling a small grants program to support grassroots level initiatives. Further, through its economic engagement programs, over 1 million persons benefited from livelihood assistance and restoration of basic infrastructure facilities. Thank you.